Always, by Kaluna Vulgari, read by Sylvain. Fandom Naruto. Ino's been a constant for as long as Sakura can remember. Ino had been there since Sakura was in diapers. She'd been there when Sakura had lost her first tooth, when she'd fallen and broken her leg when she was six, when she'd been crushing a little Yu from next door. She'd been there all through the Sasuke fiasco, all 7 years of it. Ino had been her rival when they'd both fallen for him, and she remembers how smug she'd felt when she'd been assigned to Sasuke's team. Idly, she wonders how things would have been different if Ino had been the one placed in Team 7. If maybe Sasuke would have liked her better, if maybe she could have convinced him to stay. Ino had been there when Sasuke had left. She'd dragged Sakura away from her house, and they'd eaten cookies and skirted around the topic, until Sakura had finally dissolved into tears. Ino had held her, whispered, "It's okay," and "He wasn't worth it anyway," until the tears had finally given way to hiccups and sniffling. She'd been there, always, and Sakura thinks that she's probably an idiot for not noticing sooner. Ino's fingers are cool against her scalp, like ice cubes on a hot summer day, and she's smiling at Sakura, affectionate and happy, and nothing like Sasuke's reserved, quiet affection, or Naruto's exuberant puppy love. It's just love, right there. Non-judgmental, happy with who Sakura is. They push at each other, push and pull, and make each other better ninjas. But Ino's happy with who Sakura is now. Always, always, always. Her lips are warm and soft, inviting, and she parts them, letting Sakura in, sliding closer to fit their hips together. Her hair catches at the corner of her mouth when she moans, blonde strands clinging and beautiful. Her back trembles when Sakura slides her hands beneath the indigo fabric of her skirt, her whole body shifting when Sakura traces the edge of her panties, slips one finger beneath to toy with her clit before slipping in. Ino moves against her, caught in a state somewhere between pleasure and ecstasy, and when her orgasm wraps herself around her, she whimpers Sakura's name, whines, "Sakura, Sakura, Sakura," against her hair and shakes all the way through it. And it's okay. It's okay if this might change things, because it doesn't matter. Ina's loved her since they were in diapers. Somehow, Sakura doubts she's going to stop now. The end.